Hi there. Welcome to Halos of Home, a Radio Mariam podcast. My name is Serena and we have Sharmagh, my lovely friend from Armenia, on today's episode. Sharmagh John, can you please introduce yourself for us very quickly?
Hey everyone, I'm Sharmagh. I'm from Lori and I just graduated university and I'm very happy to be here because I could consider this as a part of discovering me because talks with Serena always results like that.
You're such a sweetheart. Thank you. Sharmagh John, thank you so much for being on my podcast. The first question I want to ask relates to the definition that you gave me about home. You said in your definition that home is a state of mind that is not confused. And I'm wondering, what would a confused state of mind look like?
Thank you, Serena John, for having me here. For me, having a confused mind is when you are unsure, when you are not present, and it brings you to worry a lot about past and future, where already past is in the past and future you cannot be sure what will come to you. And just being present, appreciate the present moment, people surrounding you, and that is when I am not confused. And personally, I believe that when I was in the search of what is home for me, I understand that it is not where, it is not what, it is when I feel home, and it could be everywhere, when I feel that carelessness in my mind and no worriness, no other thing, just existing.
What do you mean it's not what or why, but it's, what did you say, it's when?
When I started my university, I had to stay with my uncle, with my relatives, so I left my home. I live in a village, my family is there. And what happened to me, it arose a lot of question in me, where I belong, where is my home? I understand I could be next to my favorite people, they can love me, they can appreciate me, and it could be a reciprocal, but still I don't feel that I'm at home. I found myself feeling at home in a very simple place. It could be even walking throughout the orchard that we have in a village, or the way to the university, when I feel completely myself.
How does that relate to when and not what or how or why?
So it's something that there was a time that I was so concentrated on things that are happening outside of me. And when I started to focus on what I am feeling actually, what is my perspective of the world, I found that I can be peaceful everywhere. So it's not easy to manage, but it could be not even managed by myself. It's just something that I feel sometimes. There is no idea in my mind. I am completely free of any thoughts and I feel very happy. Even not happy, but peaceful. And for me, it's when I feel the home.
I want to understand it more. Is it when you're more aware of your thoughts and feelings? Or is it more that you're not thinking anything? So that the lack of thinking that you're able to breathe. I don't know if either of those are even right. How would you explain it so that I can understand that a bit better?
For me, it's a lack of mind. Lack of mind when I can just look at the world. It's having a peaceful mind. Mind is not wandering. Mind is not the one that is controlling you. You have your eyes, you are looking at the world and feeling that it's cold or it's warm and it gives you the appreciation of your existence. There was a time that I struggled a lot to be worth enough. And it was a time that I was also in a search of the question, where is my home? Where I actually belong to? Where is my place? And it was the start of realization that I shouldn't look for place, look for anything. I just should be grateful for my existence. I am part of this universe. I am part of this nature. And everyone is part of this process. And everyone have the same maybe thoughts, different thoughts. And I should not worry about what could be wrong, what could be right. Just be able to understand that you are one of these billion people. It's just something else. I cannot even explain with words because I never came across exact words to describe this state of being. So it is just being free of your thoughts and being grateful for your present.
Are you always in this state? After you reach it the one time, do you stay in it forever? Or do you sometimes lose this peace of mind and then you have to return to it over and over and over again?
I will be lying if I say that I'm forever in this state. Since you cannot always be those peaceful, having no mind, having no worriness, it can't be true. Sometimes when I'm sharing these thoughts to my friends, with my family members, they consider me crazy because having no worryness is something that is not Armenian thing.
Really?
Yes. We should be always aware of what is coming next. We should be able to manage, but it is not wrong. Everyone can choose whatever they are gonna do with their mind. But sometimes I just find myself even next to my friends. It just can be just a moment. It came to me because I am in a search of this, and I just found that I feel home when this state I can be.
So home is more of a state of mind for you than necessarily what circumstances are happening in your life and the people who are in your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can say it doesn't underestimate the value of my people, the value of my home, physical home, I mean, my surrounding. It's just the time when I feel the courage to say that, yes, I am part of this. The other time I could be more in my everyday chores, not worrying, but being in a process of living, eating, going out, planning some things, or thinking about what I'm gonna do next after graduation, these kind of things. And this is the moment when I am free of those things and I just feel myself the most. It's the most important part when you can stop for a moment and realize that, okay, I have done a lot already. And it doesn't matter that no one sees it, no one can celebrate it. It doesn't matter. You are doing it for yourself. And I believe that in order to know myself, I'm always very careful who I am when no one is looking at me, no one is watching me. So maybe this.
Do you try and set some time aside every day to remind yourself to be more present, to not worry? Is this something that you've started doing more recently?
I would like to do that. And I'm trying to do that because I was the kid at home who always had to do something in order to gain family's appreciation. And that was rudely connected to childhood traumas and things like this. And when I became an adult, teenager, that arose a lot of misconceptions about my true self and the self that people are perceiving me as a person. That is why the journey started maybe 4 years ago when I started go out of my village and say hello to this big world, since Gyumri is a small town, since it gave me a lot of experience. And I have to remind myself this a lot, since there was no one to say me that, okay, you should not worry.
Yeah.
So I became the person for myself who can always remind me that be peaceful, everything will come to you, what is meant for you will happen.
How did you realize that your worth is not defined in how people see you / expectations? How did you liberate yourself from this tremendous pressure of needing to constantly be fulfilling people's expectations for you?
Maybe it's natural or maybe it's not natural, but I was also wanted to be happy. And when I understand that external validation from people is very temporary and it doesn't fulfill you as a person, it's not who you want to impress other people. It's not about you that, okay, I'm doing this, okay, they are gonna love me. No. Maybe I realized this when I came to Gyumri and started to be more independent. Because in a village, I was always in the control of my family. I'm not saying I was a servant, I didn't have my voice. It was not about this. Since village is small, you can always in your comfort zone. And coming here was stepping out of that comfort zone. And when I realized that I cannot express myself better, so people sometimes perceive me weak person, I started to question myself, why is that? And I realized that when I was dependent on their opinion, on their perspective of myself, I'm losing my true self. So sticking to my values, looking at myself inside, helped me to not even bother what others will think. And it was the time when I found my true people who will love me the way I am, and I can be more comfortable with their presence.
How did you discover your true self? I can imagine living under your family's control, which every child, teenager has that experience, but especially having the expectations constantly in the background, it would make it really hard to discover who your true self is. Was that a difficult process? How did you come to realize what your values are and the people who make you feel good and loved and accepted?
I think I'm still in the process of realizing and discovering my true self. There are some aspects I could say that, okay, I know in this space, in this environment, I am this person. And I realized, yes, it should be the same. I will have different roles in different environment, but who I am when I am alone, who I am with my thoughts. And I am maybe blessed that my family was also very open to listen to my voice, to also understand my perspective of life, since we are so different.
You're different to your family?
Yeah.
How? You mean your parents?
Yeah, my parents and my relatives as well, because I'm also very connected to them. And yeah, we are very different how we perceive life. I guess it's not their problem and not my problem. It's not an issue, just the way we see the world. They are more pragmatic than me. And sometimes I'm jealous for that, since I can sit on my chair, wonder about life, and they are already done with their chores. But maybe I need the time to realize things that are really valuable for me. And I guess it was the time when I chose to express what I have inside me. Instead of worrying, okay, I'm gonna be silly, I'm gonna be a bit not relevant to the topic and indifferent, I realized that no, when I'm not worried, when I'm not in a search of external validation, I'm truly myself. And there's no other thing that you can enjoy in a life than your true self, because it is also the way that you're always be with yourself. You can lose your friends, you cannot always be with your lovely ones. That is the thing that you should know, that you have yourself, and you should be as much as open as you could be with your dearest friend.
Sharmach, so you did say that your family is more pragmatic than you, and I relate to this so much. And I've noticed that both of us are very big dreamers. And I think we both know the downsides that come with that. And I can also relate to envying people who are more practical. But what would you say the advantages of having a more dreamer-like personality, more idealistic? What are the advantages to this in terms of identifying what home is?
That is beautifully said, and I'm happy that I found a person who can understand me this way. Since I struggled so much to explain my family that maybe I haven't done this yet, and this is maybe a dream, but I really believe that you should believe in magic. You should believe in yourself. You should dream bigger. Life is not the way society is teaching us. I hate the way we are programmed as humans. Okay, you are born, in order to be successful you should do this. If you are not doing this, you are not successful. No. I want to break these laws. I don't want to follow what they think success is. And unfortunately, the social media that shows a lot of fake things, that okay, she's already 25 and achieved so many things, already CEO. I would be happy if she does this, but it's not the case. That if there are so many people that define success this way, I don't measure this. I don't measure happiness, success, dependent on the materialistic world. I can really sit in my village and enjoy the view from my window and say that, okay, this is my happiness. And what else can be more fulfilling than being able to see the world as beautiful as it is? Because maybe you have that $1 million, but you are not able to see the world that way. From the point of my family, they will tell me that you can have that $1 million and still appreciate the world. I could agree with them.
Well, I guess having more of a dreamer-like personality makes you more creative, which means that you can kind of press into the boundaries of what society says with more courage, because it's not so frightening for us. That's our personality. So it's natural for us, I think, to be resistant to what other people tell us, because we're always in our own imagination, in our own world, and we can step back and create paths for ourselves. So I relate to that a lot. Do you think that creativity has something to do with this? Would you agree with how I just phrased it?
Yeah, it relates so much. And even I have questions for you. I can see that as a person, you're already in your journey of being creative, leaving your hometown, Australia, coming to Armenia, doing this podcast together, and discovering other people's view on what is home, what is actually home. This already says a lot. I agree definitely that being alone with yourself helps you to have different points of view from the world. What I mean is, it's creativity which inside you, which is not affected by others' mind. It's truly yours. And this is something that allows you to dream. And the courageous ones will also believe and take actions for that. Because the case, I guess, for people who don't see us as pragmatic is just because of many dreamers just only dream. Our job is to prove them wrong by our actions.
Mm.
So personally, it's very hard for me to stick one idea. When I'm having one idea, I'm thinking of, okay, I have this one, but maybe I could have better one.
Yeah.
I should wait. I should wander through this idea. But now I realize that, no, you can have that idea, work on it, and then you can improvise it. So it takes a longer time to stick to one idea which is closer to you to do, to accomplish.
So when you have an idea, you don't go with it straight away. Do you have to reflect and pass it through a test before you do anything on it?
Yes. The most important is to understand that this idea is actually the one that I'm going to do, that I'm going to stick to. Because I'm having a lot of ideas for my career, for my life, as I'm imagining for future. I'm not going to instantly take actions. So that is the time that I'm sometimes feeling guilty that, okay, I'm not doing enough. I'm not mature enough sometimes even because of this character. But one part of me always believes that if it is yours, it should be naturally happen to you and you will realize it.
As in the opportunity will come to you? Is it that belief?
Not the opportunity, but what you are going to take, your initiation for your life. I am not very initiative. I'm waiting too much for things to happen in my life. For example, I can bring this bright example that happened in my life and change everything. Mm. I never thought of being in journalism as a career. I get my degree in English language and literature, and my second year of the university was mentioned by my teacher that there is an opportunity, go and try. But I never thought of doing anything connected with journalism. And now I'm preparing for, if I'm gonna do anything for my career, I definitely will go to journalism. And I never planned it, I never did anything. It just happened in my life and I started to feel that I'm comfortable in this field. I realized in that way. So this is the part that I was saying, that sometimes I feel guilty for this, that I'm not taking the courage to initiate what I actually dream about.
Is that what you dream about, journalism? Or are there other things but you just haven't gone for it?
I have other things in my mind, but happened in my life what I never thought of.
How can we cultivate courage in our lives? How would you define courage?
I would like to know. Since I need more courage than I had or I have, sometimes I will do just to challenge myself. I always think that I should do this in order to challenge myself and step out of the comfort zone, since I realize that sticking to one thing, for example, the university, will never give me the chance to discover me person who I could become and who would be my true self, let's say. So what happened to me is that I tried everything, even many nonsense things, the fields that I will never be interested in or things that I will never speak about since I'm not very proud. But I always learned from those things. And I could say courage is not about taking risks. It's about accepting that sometimes you can do things that are not right. Accept your mistake and being courageous enough to have a talk with you. Say, here you have that mistake. And be courageous, be the brave one and work on it. Mm. And it's a very hard process when you are the person telling this to yourself. Or maybe in my life I would like to have the person who will see it or guide me sometimes. I always did it to myself and sometimes it could be like this. I found my mistake. I thought this way should be the right one. I did it that way and I realized, no, this is also wrong. And it's just a process. And I will define that courage is about this, that you can accept yourself in every situation. But having your values will guide you to the right path always and always. You should be the one who can be the teacher and the student at the same time.
How can you continue pressing forward when you've made a mistake? in your case, you said you made one mistake, you did another thing, and then you made a mistake as well. How can you keep pressing forward?
As I've said, it's about being truthful to yourself. I started to realize that life is not about being perfect. Even our body is not perfect. One hand could be longer than your other one. Your eyes are not identical. You are, as a person, built a way that is not perfect. As we are not biologically perfect, how we are gonna be perfect in our mentality? And it is perfect when you are not in a search of being perfect. You just need to let yourself to cross the boundaries, go outside the box, see what is there in the world. Sometimes I can even choose to be wrong in order to uncover the truth. And I'm telling a lot, I'm speaking about truth, but it can be different for people to people. Maybe I am in a search of truth, but the other person doesn't even care about this. So the question is that life is different. Sometimes the things that are so valuable to us could be zero for the other person. And because we are individuals, we should be not tough on ourselves. And personally, I shift my mindset into this, and I could live more peaceful life when I accept my mistakes. And okay, Sharmarik, you are wrong, but it's okay, you are a human. And just continue my life, but with the realization that I will not do this again, since this could mean that I have no progress.
With the perfection of not being perfect, I think that still we want to be moving forwards and improving and growing as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be selective in the areas that we want to grow in? Because if you want to grow in every single area of your life, then that could easily fall into being a perfectionist once again and being unhappy with your brokenness. But then at the same time, you want to hold the balance with, okay, well, I actually do want to overcome this struggle. I do want to cultivate a more peaceful, more generous character. So you do want to be growing, but at the same time, I think accepting that you cannot be growing in every single area of your life at the same time. So how can we be selective in the areas with which to grow in?
I will definitely say that what I really value, what I really see the first in people in life is that people can treat each other with kindness.
Mm.
It's very rare in this world. I saw many good people that are doing perfect in their career. They are intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And in those processes, sometimes they can not take into account others' feelings, others' emotions. And it could be very small thing, but not giving your hand to a stranger when you could do is something that I realized as a child, as a teenager. And now, as myself in this stage, in this period of my life, I realized that the most beautiful thing is to be kind. And I will not worry if I don't know this one word in English, because I studied English for years. I will not worry that much if I'm not gonna be the most popular, for example, future host, or I don't know what my career will be, but I will be in trouble when I know I could help these people and I didn't. I would like to grow in kindness and just being kind to people. I believe that sometimes and more often, you could do very small things to people and become unforgettable for them.
Yeah.
Since kindness is something that deaf people hear and blind people see.
It's true. And I think it's unforgettable for them, but that shouldn't motivate us. I think what should motivate us is the fact that it's a constant remembrance on their part of sweetness, as though they're always able to eat from this honey that is in their heart, and that you're somehow a small part of that. Because ultimately, I think our kindness is bigger than us. It has to be bigger than us. Otherwise, you're always going to have ulterior motives. And then the fact that they can continually remember that, and that it points to something beyond yourself, I find that the most hopeful thing.
It's so well said that it should be bigger than us.
Otherwise, your motivations would always be slightly skewed. You would do it out of pride, or maybe your kindness is not completely as pure as it can be.
I recently found something that hit me different. There is two different ways of expressing that kindness, just being nice and just being really kind. And what is the difference between them? When you are being nice, there is something that you expect from the people. I am nice to you, you should be nice to me. The real kind person would be nice to everyone without expecting to be treated the same way, with the same greatness as they did. Will you agree with that?
Yes, and I'm thinking to add on to that, that kindness and mercy are very related, because mercy also is being generous with your resources, with your heart, and with your gifts without expecting a thing in return. Even that person's gratitude, it's simply unmerited favor and unmerited love, and giving that person what they don't deserve, but it's out of the mercy of your heart. I wonder what the difference is actually between mercy and kindness, because for me, they're so connected. I want to go back to the definition that you provided me of home before we did this interview. I'm quoting, "You just exist without rushing or questioning anything. It could be everywhere, with or without people, but I feel so only when I am in nature." So there are a few parts to this quote. I want to first focus on this sense of not rushing. I think both of us being very young, it's very tempting to be rushing to achieve things and to be successful, especially with everything that society tells us and all of these stories on social media of this 25-year-old CEO and the 30-year-old who has $1 billion, and as though that is the most important thing about life. And even when you're 30, you're expected to already have settled down and have children and get married and all of this. How can we step back, not be in a rush? And I think you know that I struggle with this too, how I'm kind of in two worlds. And when I think about the future so much, I cannot stay in the present. And I'm trying not to do that with my time here in Armenia. What is your journey of this? How do you ground yourself and focus on the present and not be in a rush as to making all of these dreams happen?
I could say you're really, really true when you are saying this, since future is tempting. And when you really believe that future is going to be better than right now, since I just graduated and I don't have a lot of control what I can do with my life, and step by step I'm becoming that independent person who can bring her goals into reality. So in that sense, when I'm dreaming, it's like living in the future. And that created a lot of fear in my heart, in my head, that, okay, what if they not gonna become true? And what if I failed all those things that I really want to do? And those fears brought me there that I said no to future. I said, whatever gonna happen tomorrow, it's not my business. My business is to do something that I can tomorrow say, thank you, Sharmach, that you yesterday did this. Now you are more equipped for your future. Now you are more present because you are concentrated on the process. It's always like this, that we know what our result's gonna be. We imagine, oh, this beautiful life is going. Yeah. We are going into this sphere, this period, but we should mostly focus on the process. We should have a plan. And for myself, I created a vision board. I have a copybook where I'm putting all the things I want to achieve or to have. And I put the picture and I have the description with points. For this, what should I do? So let's say my exam that is upcoming to the end of the month, I know that I want to get this result. So I can stay and imagine this, but I know with just imagining it won't happen. My future will be miserable. So it's just having the plan that you have for your future and stick to that plan. And the most important part is never lose your hope. You should strongly, perfectly believe in what you are doing. When you have no worry, because you know that not always luck or you, there is also God's part. Without His blessing, nothing will come to you. So I believe that what is meant for me and what I am working on will give its results soon or late. So I'm never losing my trust on what I'm doing, and I'm never losing trust on God.
I think in order to not lose our trust in God, then our hope, rather than being in the outcome, the desired outcome, I think it's simply trusting in God's character, because I think that you can invest so much time into something and have a plan and have the dream that you want to accomplish, and then practical action points that you can be taking to achieve this dream, and yet maybe it's not what God wants for you. And I think if your hope is in, okay, well, I'm doing all of these things, I'm doing A, B, C, and therefore I should achieve this desired outcome, even if that makes sense according to the logic, I think if your hope is in that outcome, then that can be easily a way that you lose your faith. So I think that's discerning what your hope is in. I think that's really important in order to continue trusting in God and having this vision that is way bigger than yourself, and also placing your confidence and your boasting in God, not in the future, not in your own efforts, because we don't even know what a day is going to bring. We don't even know if we'll be here tomorrow. It's very arrogant to presume that we're going to wake up tomorrow with breath in our lungs, because so many people do not.
Yeah, you're really right. Someone should be wise enough and realize that there's no deal with God. You are not believing in God just because you have some desire to accomplish. A relationship with God should be more than this. As a human being, you should just realize your soul is connected to the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
You're part of the universe. And this is not even okay to say, oh, I saw this beautiful car, I'm gonna ask God and it will happen. And sometimes I just, what I meant is being courageous and taking action. Since when you are just sitting, nothing will come to your life. You should do something and start from the small steps.
This relates to what you were saying earlier about how pragmatists can have a difficult time with the dreamers, because so many dreamers only dream and that doesn't get us anywhere. But we have to dream but also work hard, because that shows that your dream is concrete and actually wants to take off with wings, with beautiful wings. Otherwise, it's just a dead dream.
Yeah, but for those pragmatic people, whom we envy, of course, I like the quote from Einstein. Einstein as a scientist is, for me, the most brilliant one. I always stick to his quotes and what he did in physics. I like the way that he says that imagination will bring to you everywhere, but with logic, you will be limited. And at school, I was always worrying, I'm not very logical. I can sit and daydream. I can sit, imagine things that are not even real. Then I came across the world's most pragmatic person's quote, like Einstein said this, and it gave me so much hope and confidence.
I like that quote as well. When we feel bad about not being pragmatic enough, or as pragmatic as we'd like to be, we can remind ourselves of Einstein and his wisdom.
But actually, we are pragmatic. Otherwise, we won't be here.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
Maybe we are just wanting more, because we know how much we are have in our mind, and we have actions, but our actions are less than our ideas. I just realized it with you. This talk brought me there.
Well, I didn't have a flash of insight. I had a, whoa, Sharmark just had a breakthrough and I'm having a breakthrough through her breakthrough moment. That's a really good point. But there's a beauty in that. It's not that we're not acting enough. It's that our minds are so active that we can't compete possibly with our imagination.
Yeah.
And there's a beauty in that.
Of course there's beauty in that. And we should accept that there is no battle in human being, this kind of human or this kind of human. There is no right or wrong. I guess you should just be in a balance with anything you are doing, with your mind, with your work, with your speech. So it's about being in a balance and choose things that can bring balance in your life.
And to smoothly connect this with your quotes about home, it could be everywhere with or without people, but I feel so only when I am in nature. How does nature help you achieve this balance?
So looking back to thousand years ago, when we became people as conscious as we are now, I just realized that there was time that we only were in a nature with animals, and with modern life, it's hard to imagine how people could live in mountains, in forests, hunt, do simple farming. And sometimes I just allow myself to forget this world, that there's big skyscrapers in the USA and there's big American dream concept. So many people are thinking about achieving big things. And it's about allowing myself to be the simple version of a person who could be like happy just seeing the weather is nice. And I realized, because I was wandering a lot in our orchard, it was the state of being that I understand that, okay, I'm feeling so much myself and I'm just wandering through nature, trying to understand what will say this tree to me if we had the same consciousness, or maybe it has, so we have certain boundaries with our perspectives. For example, we cannot hear louder than 2000 hertz, so maybe they are speaking louder than this, I don't know, or lower than 16 hertz. So life is wonderful, we just need to explore it, and I'm trying myself to be that explorer in the nature, to see every beauty that God created, and we are allowed to experience this the way we are doing now.
That's really beautiful, and realizing that humans, we only see the world in a particular, very human-oriented way, but creation almost speaks many, 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 many languages that we only speak one of those languages, and having a more grand perspective of life because of this and the beauty of our existence, which is the very first thing you said, I think, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to share a brief message about the beauty of existence, and maybe we can wrap it up there? Something to give the listeners hope about existing and the beauty of existing in a romantic, idealistic way. Because you're good at that. I mean it that you're very sincere.
No, I'm confused.
No, you're confused.
Since you already expected something. I'm just really grateful that you can see things the way you do, and I can see the things the way I do. And every person is valuable just because we exist. We can breathe, we can see the world, we can have dreams, achieve those dreams. Because we are so able to create those big skyscrapers, we are able to create whatever we able to think in our mind. We choose to be worthy or unworthy. No one will come to you and say, okay, you know, you are so worthy, you deserve this, you don't deserve this. No, it's you choosing you to be the person whom you're gonna, for example, respect, love. It's about you. And simply, I can maybe say this, no more romantic or idealistic things, because life is very simple. We are complicating things, and if we just understand that when we are so much focused on us, it should be again in a balanced way. We should look at us inside and see the world that could fulfill us. The way to see the world that can fulfill us, I mean.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Serena John.